All right, hello again. I am here with Michaela and Sarah, and we are going to talk a little bit about their project. Would you like to take a few minutes to introduce yourselves?
Yeah, so my name is Sarah. I am a junior in Mather House, and I'm studying history of science.
And I'm Michaela. I'm also a junior, but I'm in Courier, and I'm studying English.
Cool. So since you're studying different things, what got you to take CS50 this year?
I was just interested in learning more about coding. It was something I had no experience with, so I just thought it would be good skills to add. Oh.
Yeah. That's
all right. A little bit of an audio issue. Are we still?
Are we still good?
All right.
Yeah.
Oh, we're still good to go. Yeah. And what about you? What?
Let's see. I would say also for similar reasons as Sarah, coding is something that I tried to teach myself a little bit, and I didn't have the motivation to keep going. So I figured that with a class. Thank you. So I just figured that.
Put it back
in my pocket. Great, thank you. I figured that it would just be something where I would have someone actually giving me deadlines to learn things. And I had a good friend who was taking the class, and also there's a requirement that we take some sort of science of engineering or computer science. So here I am.
Nice. And are you glad you did it?
Yeah. It was a really good experience, and also it was crazy to kind of go from not knowing anything to creating a website where, I mean, I think we're both really proud of the result. So, yeah.
That's awesome. Yeah, so speaking of the website, why don't you tell us a little bit about what your project is, why you decided to make it, and then give us a demo.
Awesome.
Yeah, so I think we're thinking about the resources that already existed on campus, and there's not really an interface that allows students to leave their feedback on mental health resources. So we wanted to create that service. So we made Let's Chat, and it's a website that allows students to browse an assortment of campus resources, and they're able to read feedback from other students as well as leave their own feedback.
And they can also take a quiz in case they want to browse a resource but don't know what resource would pertain to the issues that they're dealing with. So without further ado, we'll take you through a little demo. So this is our homepage, and you can see we have kind of three actions. You can browse resources, you can take our quiz to figure out which resource is a good fit for you as a user, or you could leave feedback on the resources. So we'll just start by browsing, and let's say you as a user want to learn more about Echo. You can see here we have the title of the resource, a brief description describing it, a link that actually links to Echo's official homepage, some dummy reviews we've created, and then an average rating, which came from the rating that students left on, or users left on the feedback. So that's one part.
Yep. And then we also have the quiz. So if you're unsure about what resource might be the right fit for you, you can just go through. It's just three questions. So if we just select some random things, it pulls up the resources that are relevant for the concerns that you put in.
Yeah.
And then there's also the feedback form. And any feedback you leave here shows up on the respective resource page. So,
yeah. And it gives you the option to identify yourself a little bit more by leaving your first initial and putting in a house or a dorm. But you also don't need to. But then again, these are where the average ratings come from. So that is sort of, in general, Let's Chat.
All right, awesome. Yeah, that's a really cool project. Were there any parts of implementing that were particularly difficult, that you had to struggle with a little bit more?
Yeah, I think you can speak better to this.
Yes.
Our quiz was really hard.
Yeah, absolutely. So the quiz was difficult just because we needed to format it such that it was pulling up the related results. So. We had created a form, but then we had to go through using SQL queries to get the relevant resources for each question, and then we ran through and saw where the questions overlapped to provide the right resources. So that was the most difficult thing to actually implement, because it was the most complex, I think. But
and we were kind of fixing it even yesterday. There was an option on the quiz that wasn't necessarily connecting to a specific resource. So even yesterday, we were going into the PHP and looking at the tables and all that stuff to properly assign it. But other than that, the arrows wouldn't center.
I've noticed it's very, very well designed. So great
Thank
work
you.
On that.
Yeah. Well, Sarah had a had, what was it, sketch.io?
Yeah, I don't know. I just was like mocking up like colors, color themes we could use and stuff. So it came together nicely.
Yeah.
It's kind of like calming colors, we like to think, but yeah.
Yeah, it looks great and it's a great idea for a website.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you so much for joining us and thanks for watching.
Thanks for having us.